Hey guys, so just a quick introduction to this interview. I wake up at about 5:36 a.m. in the morning every day for work. And I had a pretty busy plate. I went to work. I worked until about 3, and then I drove into the city for Keystone Con and did an interview there, which will be dropping tomorrow. And I'll talk all about Keystone Con and that. And then after Keystone Con, I drove out to Wilmington, Delaware for a live event called 90s Night with Danny and Mike of Pete and Pete. And I'm pretty sure that was the name. I don't know. It was a 90s night. That's the important thing. It was at a bar called 1984. It's a really sweet barcade. There might be more horror movie night stuff happening there in the near future. And I was supposed to have an interview with Danny and Mike of the Adventures of Danny and Mike podcast, or How You Know Them, Big and Little Pete. And we didn't actually get to do the interview until about 12:30 at night. And I was very tired. So I actually have no recollection of this interview. So it's making me a little nervous about putting it out, if I'm going to be honest. But I think we had a good time. I remember laughing a lot. So that's got to be a good sign, I hope. But if I seem a little groggy, or if you call into question, is your favorite straight edge co-host still straight edge? I am. This is not stoned or anything. This is very, very tired. So I hope you enjoy it. And please go and check out the Adventures of Danny and Mike podcast. I'm putting this out just in time for anybody that lives in the Columbus area to go check out their event that's happening tonight in Columbus. But then beyond that, you can check their website for all their tour dates and try to catch them during the tour. It's a really cool little like games and live podcast and then just hanging out. And they are really, really fucking cool dudes, to be totally honest. Mike just seems to memorize everybody's names. I was impressed as he was talking to myself and a bunch of random friends of mine. He just knew everybody. And I also want to do a real quick shout out to Studio House. It's a company that does VHS themed t-shirts. I was rocking my Studio House baseball tee at this show and just so many compliments. I bumped into another person rocking a Studio House shirt. And you know, Mike even took a picture of my Studio House shirt to send to a friend of his who actually does a podcast that Scott listens to a lot called Score to Death. So it was a very weird, small world type situation. I guess it truly is a small world after all. Anyway, you aren't listening to this episode because you want to hear my rambling. You want to hear the opinions of Danny and Mike. So let's go to this quick little 10-minute interview that we did standing outside the 1984 in Wilmington, Delaware at about 12:30 at night. Enjoy.
So I worked with Michael Lehman, who directed that movie. Michael Lehman directed Heathers on 40 Days and 40 Nights.
Which you played Bagel Guy.
Bagel Guy. He directed that film actually. As well.
I think that is a greatly underappreciated little teen flick, actually.
So 20-something sex comedy, but thank you.
Whatever. Take the compliment.
It's true. I'm bad with poise. No poise.
All right, guys. So I am standing outside of a venue right here with Mike and Danny of the podcast, The Adventures of Danny and Mike.
That's right. That was like a mirror speak.
That's equal opportunity, and I really respect that.
That's how I roll. Theoretically, I'd like to say that JB should be here, but we also know that we don't want to boost that ego too much over there.
You don't want to boost his ego, and you don't want to make him hobble over here.
That's kind of the bigger one.
Either of those, we could get an ego injury. There's no injury yet tonight, so.
Well, I'll step on his foot.
But just real quick, so I've been talking about your guys' show pretty much any chance that I can on our podcast, which is Horror Movie Night. I should probably get better at addressing that at the start of things.
Horror Movie Night.
Yes, it's a comedy show about bad horror films from the 80s and 90s.
Oh, boy.
There's a never-ending laundry list of options.
You should have my buddies Blake and Dion on, who do Saturday Night Sleepovers. Those guys would probably love the... Probably right up your alley.
I'll have to hit it. I think we've talked that Blake, I think Blake is actually a friend of my co-host Scott's. So we'll, I know that's something that might be already in the works.
Good idea. Scored to Death is a good one too.
It is a solid, solid show if you like horror soundtracks. So where did like the adventures of Danny and Mike stem from? Obviously it stems from you guys being on Pete and Pete, but like have you guys just maintained friendship from the second that show ended, or was there a long separation?
We had some collegiate pauses, I would say. Someone went to college. I was in high school.
Someone finished college. Didn't.
Someone went to New York.
Someone dropped
someone
out.
Someone ran into each other outside a Beastie Boys concert in Brooklyn, and I, you know, might have been hungover and puked in between a couple
he
cars.
He was dehydrated. He was
very
definitely dehydrated.
Dehydrated.
I was dehydrated from playing soccer.
Hey, Mike, haven't seen you in 5 years.
It was almost like that. It was almost exactly
It almost was exactly like that. It was one of those moments. It was like, oh, fuck. But we ended up doing some P&P reunion things that were really fun, and we just wanted to keep it going, like speed on down the line, you know?
Yeah, we're not standing outside. That's just fantastic ADR
it's just
work.
Good ADR work, yes. I get paid a lot of money to sound like a speeding car.
Speaking of John Carpenter's Christine, it's really the only movie. It's the only movie that he didn't have a hand in writing. All the other ones, he's kind of an auteur, but this came from a Stephen King script, and he didn't have anything to do with writing it.
Thank you.
That was an unprompted horror reference. I like it.
I appreciate it. So
I'll keep mine in my back pocket until someone asks me a fucking question, Michael.
So right now we're standing outside of the 1984, and you just did a 90s night, which is interesting choice to pick a place that's year is 1984 for a 90s night.
Yeah, it was an accident. I actually thought it was 1994 until
you pulled up. You also thought it was at 215 West 4th Street as opposed to 2511.
Yeah, well, our booking agent was going to get fired.
Notes from the tour.
Yes.
I said puppet show underneath Danny and Mike.
I said if we can't find a place that's in a shopping center next to a Chinese takeout place, I ain't playing.
Luckily, we had a place that fit the bill, and here we are.
Well, there you go.
Jeremy wanted the pharmacy because he needs Tylenol 3.
It's like three Tylenols in one.
So I actually mentioned this movie to Mike while we were standing inside, and I think he thought I was joking, but I was at least moderately sincere that we have probably referenced the movie Slackers more on this podcast than almost any other movie.
It's a good one.
It's a... And I would
ask... Do you even know my name?
That scene was then stolen for a commercial.
It was?
There was definitely a commercial that did that exact same scene, and I got very defensive about...
There's a lot of well, I the problem is that no, I didn't. I actually probably didn't improv that line, but I improvised a bunch of lines in Slackers, so you may not.
You wouldn't know it by his improvisational skills at the show tonight, but he does improv stuff. He does. I'm just.
You wouldn't know from Danny's haircut, but he's actually an incredible rocker.
Well, but that's. But I think
he's a really gifted musician, despite his haircut.
Well, I think that's the real charm, really though, of listening to your guys' podcast, is that you guys both have... You can just shoot the shit.
Again, I didn't take the compliment well. Thank you. we don't ever talk about Slackers. That might be the one unwritten rule of our relationship. We don't really talk about Mighty Ducks, and we don't really talk about...
It's one of those weird movies that you're, like, stoned in college, and your friend puts on Slackers, and you're like...
Here's the thing.
Oh, that's cool.
I watched it every time, and I was like, yes, Mike.
That's cool. Which of your friends is obsessed with me? Just checking. Just checking.
He was in my wedding party, bro. With you. I'll never sell him out.
Well, I was in your wedding
that's
party.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
he was
what
right
counts.
Next to you, and you didn't even know.
We're brothers.
He was geeking out.
He was geeking out so hard.
It's like, that's the guy whose penis thing should be coming around the mountain.
Oh. It wasn't my, for the last time, it wasn't my penis.
This is probably the fourth time he's gotten that tonight.
This guy introduced himself to me at the rap party. He's like, a lot of people are giving me credit, you know, giving you credit for my work.
And you were like, thank you.
I'm actually not...
For your penis puppet work.
You know what? An assist is just as many points as a goal these days, so...
That's true.
Oh, shit.
We have a lot of fun, thank you.
I think that that's what makes the show so enjoyable. The second that I listen to it, because there's a lot of people who do shows where it's like, hey, we used to be on a show together, and now we're doing a podcast, and it's basically just...
Name them. I'll fucking kill them.
Who?
There's Squadcast. The guys from Monster Squad do a podcast together.
Really?
Yeah. Wait, Fred Savage?
No. That's the Wonder Years.
Devin Retreat. No. They did a movie called the Monster Squad.
The Monster Squad.
Monster Squad.
Ryan
Wolfgang. Wolfman's got Narns. Come on.
Yeah. Andre Gowen.
Oh my god.
I thought Wolfman don't got Narns.
Oh,
am I thinking of a different movie? Wasn't Fred Savage?
Are you thinking of Little Monsters?
Little Monsters.
Yeah, him and Howie Mandel just do this podcast every week where they just recount the memories of Monster Squad. Little Monsters.
Fred Savage directed
Howie Mandel and Nick Cannon were doing a podcast until Nick Cannon got fired from American
the
same,
Hotel. He said, sorry, germs.
Sorry, I can't do it. I also can't do the podcast anymore.
Oh, so that we're kind of breaking the trend then by staying together is what you're saying.
But I think the other big thing is that you very rarely talk about Pete and Pete.
You know what's funny is it pops in and out more when, like, guests are on who like the show. And, like, it'll candidly come out and they'd be like, so, you know, I watch the show.
That's great. Yeah, it kind of becomes like a side part. It's not the overriding theme.
And I think that's what's really cool about the show is you guys go an hour, and you were very strict on that hour. I love...
You notice it's pretty much an hour.
You call it out. Well, I think it was this week's episode. There was like a point where you were about to wrap up, and you're like, hey, man, we got 10 more minutes on the clock. Like you were very strict on that hour.
That was me, right?
And you wouldn't know. And that was me getting an eye from Mike being like, I got to work at 6 a.m. tomorrow. I got to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
He was like wrapping it up, and I was like, what do you mean we're not wrapping it up?
He
gave me the death stare.
I was pissed.
The audience couldn't see.
I've been doing stage rigging in the Brooklyn Navy Yard for the listener. We have a lot of studios there. But it just means waking up at 4:45, so I was trying to get to bed early.
Well, I mean, it was really important that you guys discussed whatever the fuck again for an extra 10 minutes.
Yeah, it must have been gold. That last 10 minutes.
Yeah, you know, I noticed in the last mini we didn't really cover my Verizon job too well, but it didn't really matter either.
Oh, yeah.
Well, where is the best place for people to check out the show? Because I know that right now I'm looking at the clock and you guys have a long
Danny
drive
and Mike.
Tomorrow.
You got DannyandMike.com
with
the and spelled out.
Which is anything that you can't use an ampersand in.
That's internet web 3.0. You will.
The web 3.0.
Yeah. We're in web 2.0 right now. So web 3.0, you're gonna be able to use that shift key.
Anything
you heard
Danny
of shift
and Mike, you can do Instagram and Twitter. Look, I'm wrapping it. Twitter and DannyandMike.com. And we're on the Last Podcast Network, which is.
A strong podcast network.
Yeah, very, very excellent
It's like most popular podcast in like half of the states.
I've been holding this in my back pocket.
I was going to ask, what's the horror factor?
Oh, no, don't ask him. It's a trap.
So when I was in like, sixth, seventh grade, and you'd have sleepovers with your friends, and you go to Blockbuster, we'd always get a fucked up horror film and then a comedy to like, if we were too scared at the end, like to, smooth out. And we rented this movie called Necromantic 2.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And we didn't know what it was. We got it because it was like this chick, like, in a bikini with like a chainsaw. And we were like, yes!
Yeah, it's got all the things we like.
And the first scene is this like guy getting fucked. And then like he's like, and then the woman kills him and she's like, and then there's like... blood in the like it was fucked up, and I was like 12 years old. I was like, oh my god, this is fucked up.
What did your schoolmates think about this? Yeah,
we were all like, we're pretty cool now. We saw that shit.
So the question is, what's the comedy that you guys watched to take the edge off?
Hudsucker Proxy.
Which, directed by Michael Lehman. Hudson Hawk released the same year. I
100% fact. It went Necromantic 2, Hudsucker Proxy.
Yeah, Tim Robbins creating a hula hoop. That's a really good transition.
You want to go light and Paul Newman jumping out of a window.
That's like, pickled ginger after a sushi is an excellent.
I'm glad I could bestow my little horror bit of knowledge.
Well, thank you so much, guys.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys.
That was fun. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.